So, I was actually very excited. I mentioned last week that B'siyata D'shmaya, we're going to work on the sugya of kavod for a while. And sometimes I get nervous that I have to be an entertainer, change topics up. And a lot of the Olim came over to me that they're happy we're learning an inyan be'ian. We're learning something that will get us to change. The truth is that most shmuzin are theatrics and, you know, amar makam here, amar makam there. But I'm very much, that's not my what I came to do. That's not why I'm here in yeshiva. I'd like to, Be'ezus Hashem, to learn the chachma behind what's going on, the chachma behind every sugya. When a person has chachma, the Gaon says in Mishlei, ladas chachma u'musar, that there are two aspects to musar. There's chachma, knowing what to do, and musar, which is getting yourself to do it. I can't get people to do anything. I have a hard time getting myself to do anything. That category called musar, I don't really know how to do. But the chachma, to at least know what to do, that we can work on. So many people are groping in the dark, having no clue how to be, what to be. And we entered a major, major sugya. Perhaps the sugya. The sugya of our generation, which is the issue of kavod. Having dignity, respect. It's the opposite of chutzpah, which the Gemara in Saita tells us is the simin muvak of our dar, is chutzpah yazgi. So if a person studies what Chazal's attitude towards kavod is, in all areas, kavod towards our friends, kavod acherim, kavod atmi, which is self-respect, and kavod shamayim, kavod talmidei chachamim, then a person is set for not being stuck in all the shortcomings of this generation. Even some of the very base temptations that people think are the nisayon of our generation, I'm telling you, Rabbi Sai, once we feel slobodkadik, that we're walking around with kavod, you're going to see we'll start laughing at all the taivas that everyone's running around from. All like in a hamster wheel, going around, you'll feel bigger. This sugya covers every single aspect of our existence and will take care of a lot of problems that we didn't think it would. I once had a private conversation with Rav Moshe Shapiro Shlita, and he said, this I hope is not a private thing, otherwise I can't say Baravim, but it didn't sound private. He said that Rav Chaim Brisker had a hafla diketaych in what it means in the Gemara in Soita, chutzpah yazgi. It's not clear what exactly that means, that in our generation chutzpah will reign. The word sagi usually means enough. In our generation chutzpah will be enough. What does that mean, chutzpah will be enough? Rav Chaim Brisker said the following scary thing. He says it used to be that chutzpah was a way of getting something else. You were a chutzpahdik in order to get something. You want $100, you're a chutzpahdik. You want to get into the chadar ochel, you want to eat, so you're a chutzpahdik. You want to get into a yeshiva, you're a chutzpahdik. You want to get a job, you're a chutzpahdik. He says, there'll come a time, the Gemara says, that chutzpah will be enough. The whole goal will be chutzpah. Everyone will enjoy the one-liners. Ah, that was a great one-liner. I'm done for the day. I can retire for the day. I got in the one. Wait, what do you want from that one-liner? Nothing. I wanted the one-liner. Ah, that was a great article, totally maligning a rabbi publicly. That was a great thing to send around viral around the internet about that guy. What do you want from that? I wanted the article to just be sent around. The chutzpah itself will be sagi. In our generation, people will bask in the light of reducing everything into nothing, in breaking all boundaries. And that's very, very scary. And the only way to fight this is with real understanding of kavod. And we pointed out that it's hard, because the archetype, the model for kavod that we have in the world is melucha, is a kingdom. And there's no type of kingdom today. Today we reign. We pick our presidents. We have freedom of speech. We can do whatever we want. But if a person follows the Derech HaTorah and understands what the Torah wants from him, they'll start to see a whole different picture, Be'ezrus Hashem. It says in the Baal Ma'or, we mentioned this last week, and I want to go deeper. We're chewing on this, Rabosai. The Baal Ma'or says that the name of the neshama is Nikris Kavod, is called Kavod. I would like to perhaps be ma'ayin in what this means. I think it's very difficult. We took a stab at it last week. We're going to take a stab again. What does it mean that the name of the neshama is Kavod? Let's start like this. The Orcha Sadikim, an early Rishon He wrote a sefer, it's anonymous, we don't really know who wrote it. But the Orchos Tzaddikim wrote something that would be akin to an Eisha Torah model. Kiruv Rabosai, he was doing Kiruv. He wasn't giving out Bible codes. It's a good idea, Bible codes, but he wasn't doing that. He says, I have a proof that there's another world. Wow. What's that proof? Sounds fascinating, right? We got to find this and spread it around to the world. He says, I have a few proofs. Two or three. One of his major proofs that there's a neshama is kavod. Kavod is the proof that there's a neshama? He says, yes. He says, why do you enjoy respect? Why do you enjoy that? It's not a steak. It's not something beautiful to look at. What is it? No one's giving you a massage when they give you the kavod? Three-pointer at the buzzer, Rabosai. Forget it. You're for life. Every Shabbos meal, you're telling, did you hear about my three-pointer? You're 90 years old. You're still living off that. Where is that from? Says the Orchos Tzaddikim, it makes no sense that that should be enjoyable. Where is that from? What physical part of man enjoys such a thing? And the converse is true as well. Haman HaRasha, Rabosai. This man had everything, okay? He was the second in command in the kingdom. He could have whatever he wanted. He got invited by the queen herself to a party. And you know what he says to his Rebbetzin? He says, Kol ze einenu shaveli. It's all worthless. Well, calm down. Here's a piece of babka, have a coffee, it's freshly brewed, it's Starbucks. Relax, man. Kol in a shovel, you're so upset. Why are you upset? You have everything in the world. Some Jew boy, if you'll excuse me for a second, but that's what they thought of these people, won't bow down to you? Have a piece of babka, have a donut. You don't even have to worry about the kashas, Haman. It's all good. Go around, find the best steak. What's happening? Says the Orchos Tzaddikim, there's only one explanation. That the neshama is something that understands kavod. The neshama is something that experiences something otherworldly from kavod. But what does that mean exactly? We all know this is true. We all know this is true. I remember I was a bacher, and when you're a bacher, you're confused, right? That's what happens. I remember those days. It's hard. Made it through. You still stay a bacher when you're married for a few years. You're confused then too, but at some point, hopefully, somebody steers you to the right path. And I remember as a bacher, I was darshaning in a shul. And I had an opportunity that a Rebbe of mine, who I revered to no end, ended up at the shul that I was darshaning in. There's a reason I got an opportunity as a bacher to darshan somewhere. Technical reason, not because of talents. And I got up there and I saw this Rebbe there. And of course, you know, this felt like two seconds left in the game. The three-pointer. I got up there and I did my thing. And I really didn't know what my thing was, but I did it. And it was Sfiras Omer. I only remember what I said because of this situation. And my Rebbe approached me, and he was a very tall man with a very scary beard and very holy person. And he looks at me, and I'm waiting for him to deck me. And he says, that was absolutely gewaltig. Mayhudim, mayhudim. I tell you, Rabosai, I felt alive, and I still feel to this day that I'm carrying that. What is that feeling? And if he would have done the rest the other way, he would have taken that little pin, pop, and now I'd be on the street dancing with a pushka and playing the violin. What is that? Any thinking person, Eishet Torah today won't be successful with this because it involves too much thought and people don't like to think today. But any thinking person has to wonder, where does this feeling come from? It comes from the neshama. What is this? So Kibalti Mirabot said the following. The word kavod, it means respect. However, it comes from another root, which is kaved, which means to be heavy. Heavy. A heavyweight. His opinion holds. He's a big man. He's not incredibly large, 700 pounds. Boom, boom, boom. He's a big man. He carries a lot of weight. He's significant. The experience of kavod is the following thing, and listen very carefully. It's the feeling that I mean something. that I am something. When somebody gets covered, they feel they exist. That's exactly it. Before someone gives you a certain compliment or that, whatever it is, you felt you lived on one level. When someone tells you and points out something that's real and true, and he's not just trying to get something from you, or whatever it is, but he points something out and he builds you, you feel more significant. You actually feel like you're heavier. You're there more. And it works even in the bad way. I love this. In Mesilas Yesharim, in Anava, in two places he discusses Anava, one in Nikias and one in Anava. And in Nikias he says the following thing. He says there are people who like to feel they're significant in the world. And you know what they do? He says the following. They sit in a chair. Well, they don't have a chair here, but I'm sitting. And they get up very slowly. And they walk very slowly. He says they make themselves heavy. What are they doing? He says they're trying to make themselves big. It looks very funny. The Mesilas Yesharim saying, no, this is exactly, I want to be weighing 3,000 pounds. When I walk into the room, every move is an event. Now the Rebbe's pondering the Tosfos. Now he has a shot. People live this way. They try to do this in a superficial way. But this is a necessary component of existence. To feel like you exist. To feel like something is happening by you. And the Maharal explains the Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah. The Gemara says about Reb Lezer, Bameh harachti yamim, how'd you live long? And he didn't call any chaver b'chanichasov, he didn't call people by their professions or other derogatory names. Says the Maharal, why does this bring life? And he says, this is life itself. What's he talking about? This is life itself. And I think what he means is when you treat somebody with respect, you're infusing them with existence, Rabosai. The secular world divides biology and the sciences and psychology and health of the nefesh. We don't. We hold that if somebody's heart is well and they're jogging every day, but they feel like 2 cents, guess what? They're not alive. They're not alive. They can go to every doctor in the world, but they don't feel like they're here. And in fact, they are not here. The Alter of Slobodka said the following shocking thing to Rav Meir Chadash, B'Yechidus. He said that if someone gets no recognition in life, no recognition, he says, to the point of an extreme, they will die from lack of recognition. Die from lack of recognition. Where is that in the, you know, in your physical? Where do they check that? The answer is, it skips the body and goes right to the neshama and says, you are a zero. The neshama nikras kavod. The neshama knows it has a mission statement here. And if it ever gets too confused and thinks it doesn't have a mission over here and it's not a heavyweight, it leaves. Or something else. Listen to this. Rav Moshe said the following thing. You have people, you can go to the coastal, not so much anymore. When I was younger, there were people who thought they were Malach HaMashiach over there. There are people who think they're Napoleon. It's very interesting to talk to them, especially if you're bored. You know, they thought this thing out, Rabosai. They've really thought it out. Where do these people come from? They're really serious. They're not joking. It's not like they tell their friend, I'm pretending. They really believe they're this. Said Rav Moshe the most fascinating thing. He said off this altar of Slobodka, he says, as soon as a person feels like such a zero, so there are two options. Either they could die from lack of recognition, or as a defense mechanism, they'll turn into Napoleon. Waterloo, Rabosai. Right? I'm Lubavitch Rebbe now. Here I go. I'm taking over. All of a sudden, a person restores all of his significance, but in a total myth. In a total myth. Out of absolute necessity. And if any one of us looks into our lives, we will see that every day we are going on this little seesaw of kavod. That's a very unhealthy way to exist, and hopefully it ends at a certain point in a person's life where they understand that they have real significance without outside people and outside things. However, this is a reality by all of us, and that means you can shake somebody's reality. By not giving someone respect, you can make them feel like they're not alive. And even if you only did it for 5%, you've sucked their chiyas out for 5%. And says the Maharal, vice versa. If a person treat someone with kavod, they get arichas yamim because they're constantly injecting people with a reason, with a mission statement, with a kvedus, with a heavyweight. It's a chayim. And the neshama knows it's chashuv. The neshama knows. The neshama is called kavod, says the Baal Mor, because it was cut out of the kiseya kavod from Hashem. It knows it's very important. The Or HaTzadikim says, in Shar Yir HaShamayim, a mashal about the neshama. He says, imagine somebody who's a villager. He's a pashut, a villager. Lo chashev lo zachar al malchus. He doesn't know that he has shaychus to a king. Somebody says, you're the king's son. Whoa, what king? So he's not sure if he's so excited. He's a little bit more excited. He went up in the world. He's not sure which son of a king. Fine, they find out, oh, this king. So now he's a little bit more excited. That king? He's the Spitz king. But for sure, the king is angry at me. So I don't know why I'm here. I may be the king's son, but for sure he's angry. They said, let's bring him in. They bring him in, and the king says, I've been waiting for you. You've been waiting for me? Choop! All of a sudden, he becomes the biggest Baal Gaiva in the world. But you should know, not in a bad way, Rabosai. We're not here to give him Musar Shmos. He becomes the most confident person in the world. He understands how chashuv he is. And he says, every Yid Be'etzem is a Ben Yochid by Borei Olam. But it gets extremely confusing in a world of people to remember this. And as much as a person remembers this, they're living with a romamus, with a certain kavod. And as much as they're not, they're not. And the Vilna Gaon and others say the following gematria. We don't like gematrias unless we have a kabbalah for them. But this gematria pops up hundreds and thousands of times in Svarim HaKadoshim. And that is that the gematria of the word kavod is lev, is heart. What is the significance of that? Very simple, Rabosai. Buckle your seatbelts though. The gematria of kavod is lev, the following. The word heart is not just an emotional guy. If you look at every time that it says lev in the Torah, I had a conversation with Rav Yaakov Hill about this. It never talks about a brain in the Torah. You ever wonder about that? Where does it ever talk about, find me a place where the Torah talks about brains? It doesn't. Interesting ha'ara. Even by Bezalel, he's called the Chacham Lev. Lev is the bottom of the intellect. The intellect is only the starting point. It's the implementation of all your wisdom that makes you good. If you're a doctor that did really well on all your boards, but you don't know how to make a cut properly, you're a zero doctor. The lev is the area that takes all of the wisdom and finishes it. The lev is the real place of wisdom in a person. And all of the deep aspects of your personality, both your intellectual and your emotional, and everything that makes you you, is your lev. Is your lev. Kavod is demanded because inside every person, inside that person that you want to make into a cow, he's not a cow, he's a lev. He's somebody that's complex. He's somebody you've never met. He's somebody you'll never understand. He's someone that if you meet with him every day of your life, you'll only hit the tip of the iceberg. You won't even crack the surface of how complex and wonderful this person is. He has a lave, and the lave is mechayev kavod. The lave is saying, you don't have me. You can't size me up with a name. Whenever somebody gives someone a name, they size them up. That's exactly what they do. They say, you're a this. That's exactly what Rebbe Elazar is saying. I didn't call people names. I didn't size them up. You can't size up a Tzelem Elokim, the Neshama Nikras Kavod. He's way too complex. Everything about him is Mechayev Kavod. And not just him, but Goyim too, Rebbe Hosai. There are two elements to what are Mechayev Kavod. The Mishnah and Ava says two things. Chaviven, Adam, Shenivra B'Tzelem. All of mankind was created with Tzelem. Tzelem Elokim. Chaviv and Yisrael. Yisrael is even better that they were given the Torah. But it says in my Pirkei Avos that Goyim have to be treated with respect. And Goyim, even though they don't have the neshamas like us, but they were created as what we call creative beings. Things that create. Just like Hashem creates a Goy when he gets big. He wants to be something, right? A little kid wants to be a fireman, a policeman. An animal doesn't want to be anything. An animal just is. A goy's aspirations are because he's a Tzelem Elokim. Just like Hashem built this beautiful world, a goy wants to do things with himself. A behema is not, says the Maharal, a behema is ba-ma. It is what it is. It's static. You can't embarrass something that's static. You can't embarrass it. You can't take away its covet. Only something that has great aspirations you can put down. That's where covet comes from. I want to be a great doctor. He's a guy, but he wants to be a great doctor, so you can shut him down. He thinks he's a good ball player, and you say he's not coordinated? Down. Everything down, down, down. Because he's got a Tzelem Elokim. But an animal, if you have a practical joke, take a, you could do this, I don't want to be quoted to tell you to do this, but go to Central Park, take a male dog, put him in a tutu, or a pink bunny rabbit outfit, and have everyone laugh at the dog. You won't be over on Tzar Bali Chaim, Rabosa. The dog won't care. Not because the dog doesn't have knowledge. It's because you can't bring him lower. He's just there. That's where he is. If you took a yeshiva bacher and you put a tutu on him and you put him into the base of Medrash, you'd kill the guy. Because you're destroying him from what he's asked, what he knows he's destined for. You're bringing him down. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai Chaptis, Rabosai. It says in the Gemara in Brachos that nobody said hello to Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo hiktim lo shalom, afilu nachri shebashok. Even a guy. Nobody said hello to Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai first. What does this Gemara mean? You know, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabosai. Okay? Think of the Rabbanim that you have today. You think he was like on a float in a parade going... Or like a seminary girl, how are you? Who is this guy? How are you? How are you? That's Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, who is the leader of the generation. Malach Hashem Tzavakis. That's not what the Gemara means, Baruch Hashem. You know what the Gemara means? And all of us know this. It says, whenever there was a hello to be said, he was the first. What does that mean? It means the hello game. You know what the hello game is? You come to a chasana and you see a guy from camp. And all of a sudden, there's a game. Who's going to be the one to say hello? So suddenly, you have amnesia. And you're like, he doesn't exist. You're waiting. Then in the circle, you get someone close. You do a quick move to be away from him. Who's going to be the first one? You know what this game is? Who values the other person? That's exactly what the game is. Then the guy comes over to you, all the, oh yeah, I thought you had a twin brother. Sorry, yeah. How you doing? You were in my bunk, right? Yeah. We spent every day. Oh yeah, I know. What's happening? It's a hello game. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, whenever there was a hello to be said, that Chinese guy in the Malkolet, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai knew there was going to be a hello that was said. He was always the first. He says, I believe in you. You are a great guy. You find the food for me very quick. And I say that shalom first. I'm being makdim shalom. And it's enough for the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas and Davav says the following thing. Amar Rebbe Chelboy, Amar Rav Huna. If you know somebody might say hello to you, Yachtim Loi Shalom, you should be the first. Mefurish. Shenamar Bake Shalom Veradvei, you should run after it. What's the point of this? We all know these ego trips, Rabosai. Chas v'shalom, I should make someone feel like they're significant in my existence. Chas v'shalom, I should make it seem like I'm happy to see a person. There's an amazing thing that B'siyata Dishmaya from this shmooze came to me. Amazing thing. A Gemara in Brachos which could be understood on a superficial level, but there's much more over here. The Gemara says that Reb Lazer was chala, he got sick. Nichnisu Talmid of Levakro. They came to see how he was doing. And when the Talmidim come, it's very serious. Because they know they're losing opportunity with the Rebbe. They don't know if he's going to be here. They said, Lamdeinu Orchas Chaim. Teach us the way of life. V'nizka behem l'chai olam haba. We'll get chai olam haba. So I would just say, follow the Torah. You know, that's not how it worked by these greats. By these Malachei Hashem. They meant a deep question and they got a deep answer. This is what he said back to them. He said, "He's haru bekavod chaverechem. Be careful with the kavod of your friends. Umanu b'necha min argayon, and keep your kids away from child's play." One shot in Rashi. V'hoshivam bein birkei talmidei chachamim, and set them up among big people, Talmidei Chachamim. Ukishatem mispalim, when you daven, du'u lifnei mi'atem ovdim. Know in front of who you stand. Whoa. And he says, if you do all this, you're going to be shayach to Olam Haba. What is going on over here? There's Taryag Mitzvos. Okay? A nice assortment over here. Got a little Ben Adam Chavero going on here. He's Harabit Talmidei Chavirechem. Be careful with the covet of your friends. Watch your kids, little chinuch. And when you daven, know who you're in front of. I think there's something absolutely amazing going on in this Gemara. The Talmidim weren't asking how to get Olam Haba in just the shallow part of the baby pool of Olam Haba. They wanted floor-side seats, Rabosai, to Olam Haba. They were asking, Rebbe, we know about Taryag Mitzvos. We want to advance in life. And you know what he told them? He said, this world looks different than the next world. And if you look down here at the reality, the way it really is up there, if you live that way, then you'll be shayach to Olam Haba, floor side seats, no problem. How? Let's take the davening for a second. When you daven, know who you're standing in front of. What's the problem when you daven? You know what the problem is? You take those three steps, and if you open your eyes, ain't nobody there. You're looking around, hello? Hello? Anybody home? Where is he? If you're an Olam Haba D'Giyid, don't look with these eyes. No. Be attached to a higher reality. Du'u lifnei mi'atem omdim. And then, if you have a cute little kid, pudgy, you know, got that little pupik sticking out, and you're playing with him, all these things, and, you know, he goes into cheder, and it's not working out, and he just wants to play ball all day, what? Who cares? It's just a cute little fuzzy kid, you know? What could be so bad? He's playing. No. He looks like a little kid. You know what that is? He's a package. He's a package of Kedusha. This person might become, will become, Vadai, a Yid, who's Chayav in Torah Mitzvos, who will be an Adam Gadol in his way. Don't be superficial about that. Bring him to the right people when he's young. Look with Olam Habadika eyes. And then there's the third category. He's Haru B'Kavod Chavirechem. Be careful with the Kavod of your friends. He's my friend. What does he care? We always do these one-liners to each other. He's my bud. That's the whole point. He's Haru! Warning sign! Skeleton with those two bones, radioactive material! You're playing with fire! You mess with your friend, you're playing with fire! Yes, you know him! And yes, he's your boy! And all of that! And that's mechayev you to treat him like a melech! Like we said, when you get to Olam Haba, it says, Himlachtes Chavercha! It's not that you're like this! You're not! In his area, he's the king. And he has to be treated that way. He's in a different stratosphere. And this type of life is an Olam Habadika life. And the Mishnah says, Ezehu Mechubid HaMechabed Isabrius. Who is somebody who's Mechubid? Someone who gives Kavod to Brius. And a lot of Rishonim are very bothered. It does not mean that if you want Kavod, give other people Kavod. Because that's just teaching you how to abuse people. I think they wrote books about this, influence people and this and that, how to basically trick people to be your friends. We don't write about that in the Torah. You know what it is? It's, and watch this. Watch your friends. The people who are complimentary, the people who treat others with respect, you'll see there's a certain majesty to them. You'll see there's a certain majesty to them. They're above. And the cheap people who say cheap things are cheap people. The people who say these cheap things are cheap people. It just comes out of you. If you feel above, then you can schlep everybody up. But if you are cheap, then cheap things come out of your mouth. And test this. You will not fail. Every person who you feel is above all the stupidity that goes on today, all the humor, one-liners here and there, you'll see that they're nobility. It seems like they're above everything that's going on. It seems that they understand they have a lave that's complex and that other people have that as well. And we should all be zeicha to treat everyone, Bezras Hashem, like heavyweights.